Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's Castle Report. Today is Friday, September 15th, 2017. And on today's report, I will be discussing DACA, which stands for Delayed Action for Childhood Arrivals. In June of 2012, President Obama, after Congress repeatedly denied his request for congressional implementation, decided to take legislative action on his own authority. By executive order, President Trump campaigned on the promise of ending DACA on, quote, his first day in office. Well, it took more than 8 months, but he finally got around to it. He got around to withdrawing President Obama's executive order. Last week, Attorney General Jeff Sessions was sent out by the president before the cameras to make the announcement that DACA would be ending. That, in and of itself, is probably significant in some way because President Trump is usually not shy about the limelight, about keeping the limelight for himself. But it is through Attorney General Jeff Sessions' remarks that we will approach this discussion because his remarks contained as fine a description of why the rule of law is so important that you will ever hear or read. He said, "To have a lawful system of immigration that serves the national interest, we cannot admit everyone who would like to come here. Therein lies the rub, because so many Democrats and Republicans consider their own interest and the interest of their party's leadership, but not the national interest. DACA was a program that provided a legal status for recipients for a renewable 2-year term, as well as work authorization and participation in the Social Security program. These benefits went to about 800,000 illegal aliens who were supposed to be exclusively children, but apparently were also a lot of adults. Notice I use the term illegal aliens to describe these people because that is the description used in America's immigration laws, and it is written in the books, and it is the description used in his announcement by Jeff Sessions. It is more accurate than the politically correct, quote, dreamers that is in vogue today. Jeff Sessions described for us what President Obama did in implementing DACA. Quote, in other words, the executive branch through DACA deliberately sought to achieve what the legislative branch specifically refused to authorize on multiple occasions. Such an open-ended circumvention of immigration laws was an unconstitutional exercise of authority by the executive branch, end quote. He went on to give a description of why the rule of law is so important, especially with regard to immigration. Quote, we inherited from our founders and have advanced an unsurpassed legal heritage, which is the foundation of our freedom, safety, and prosperity. As the Attorney General, it is my duty to ensure that the laws of the United States are enforced and the constitutional order is upheld. No greater good can be done for the overall health and well-being of our republic than preserving and strengthening the impartial rule of law. Societies where the rule of law is treasured are societies that tend to flourish and succeed. Societies where the rule of law is subject to political whims and personal biases tend to become societies afflicted by corruption, poverty, and human suffering. To have a lawful system of immigration that serves the national interest, we cannot admit everyone who would like to come here. That is an open border policy, and the American people have rightly rejected it. Therefore, the nation must set and enforce a limit on how many immigrants we admit each year, and that means all cannot be accepted, end quote. Well said, Attorney General Sessions. Well said indeed. I could not have said it better myself. DACA is sold to us as a system of compassion. It would not be compassionate to take away from those, quote, children who were brought here by their parents or by others, not by their own rational choice. We cannot take away from them the legal rights once granted to them. I would point out, however, that the rights once granted under DACA were unlawfully and unconstitutionally granted. So how can they now exist as lawful and constitutional rights? Nothing in the law has changed since 2012. As Jeff Sessions pointed out, enforcing the law saves lives, protects communities and taxpayers, and prevents human suffering. Failure to enforce the laws in the past has put our nation at risk of crime, violence, even terrorism. The compassionate thing is to put an end to lawlessness and enforce the law. And if Congress, through lawful process, chooses to change the law, then so be it. President Obama's attempt to make immigration law by executive order was unconstitutional and could not be allowed to stand. Presidents cannot be allowed to do this. President Trump was right to end it. The president has the right, according to the Supreme Court, to exclude aliens. It is a fundamental act of sovereignty inherent in executive power, the Supreme Court has ruled. However, President Trump came out a day after Jeff Sessions' defense of the rule of law and announced that he wanted Congress to revisit DACA and pass some legislation to deal with it. Well, what could that possibly mean? On the one hand, it could mean that he wants the law to come from Congress, as the Constitution requires. That would be a good thing. On the other hand, he has said that if Congress does not act by April of next year, when DACA finally expires, then he would revisit it himself. That sounds very much like he is considering reinstating DACA. That would mean he does what his attorney general criticizes Barack Obama for doing. He has started using the term dreamers a lot. We love our dreamers, he says. I wonder who we is. Who does he mean by we? His administration, I suppose, or perhaps he uses the royal we. Those who favor a reinstatement of DACA and further debasement of the rule of law can take heart, though. Yesterday, the results of President Trump's meeting with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer was made public by the Democrats. Nancy Pelosi said that President Trump agreed to sign a new version of DACA, which Congress would soon pass, and immigration would be revamped minus his hated wall. If she is correct, and he did agree to that, he has just thumbed his nose at every American who voted for him. He says that he didn't agree to those things. So who knows? It's conceivable that Ms. Pelosi got it wrong through a misunderstanding, but I doubt it. Chuck Schumer was overheard on a hot mic saying, quote, he likes us. No, it sounds like Donald Trump, the master deal maker, sees the rule of law as just another deal. The Republicans won't deal with him, so he goes to the Democrats. That's what you would expect from a man who seems to have nothing that he believes in enough to go to the wall for it. No pun intended, folks. If Donald Trump wants to see DACA unconstitutionally reenacted, then he is not the only one. All of our old CEO friends want it too. I guess they really need that cheap labor out there in Silicon Valley, where they have only 20% women, 2% black, and 3% Hispanic employees. Literally every CEO of an IT company is on record as condemning the end of DACA. Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook, had 3 DACA recipients over to his mansion for dinner. Imagine that, folks. That's pretty impressive, isn't it? He and his wife actually sat down to eat with 3 immigrants. Wow, I am floored by his inclusiveness, his diversity, his willingness to put aside his condescension long enough to sit down with 3 illegal aliens he chooses to call dreamers. These super wealthy people, these super billionaires, are so insulated by their wealth from the policies they espouse. It's for us, folks. It's for us, not for them. If Mark Zuckerberg, Tim Cook, George Soros, the Koch brothers, many other super billionaires were anything other than total hypocrites, they would do something other than dinner for third world immigrants. They could put together tens of billions of dollars, not just the price of dinner. They could build factories in Mexico and other third world hellholes so people would not have to work, would have places to work, rather. In fact, they could build whole refugee cities where there would be free economic zones set up in immigrant countries. I am personally acquainted with someone who is currently involved with building refugee cities and could make this happen. That might help with some of our immigration problems, but it would not solve our Democrat voter and cheap labor problems. Finally, folks, the jury is still out on Donald Trump, but there aren't many ways to look at it. Either he has concluded that he has to get along by appeasing his enemies, or he has concluded that he doesn't understand who his enemies really are, or they are not his enemies at all. Keep in mind that the Republicans do not have to cooperate with the Democrats. No. Democrat legislation should not be passed with Republican majorities in both houses. It is completely unnecessary. I'm afraid, folks, that they are the same in both parties. They are in it together, at least. That's the way I see it. Till next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.